back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. For the first time, the recently opened Fiserv Forum has an ice sheet on its floor. But the occasion is not a hockey game or even a figure skating competition. But ice skates are definitely part of the mix. Cirque du Soleil's first ice-themed show, called Crystal, is at the Fiserv Forum through Sunday night.
The show features many of the aerial and acrobatic feats the Quebec-based company is known for, but also involves multiple skating disciplines, figure, hockey, and so-called extreme skating. That's meant skaters have had to learn acrobatic work, and gymnasts and aerialists have had to learn skating as well. During a rehearsal this week, we had a chance to speak with people who came to Crystal from both sides of that equation.
I am Jérôme Sordillon. I'm from France, and I'm doing straps, duo straps in Crystal.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for taking just a few minutes to talk.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks to you.
It is amazing, incroyable to watch you today.
Merci. Thanks. Yeah, it's been a while that we were working on this act. And yeah, that was a rehearsal, but hopefully you will see it tonight and it's going to be like, yeah, more complete.
Well, and so could you talk a little bit about the role that you play within Crystal?
Well, I'm the love interest. So I'm Crystal's lover. I'm coming from the ceiling. She's dancing with a lot of people on stage. That's the ballroom, the scene named the ballroom. And I'm coming from the ceiling to have a love story with Crystal.
Well, and so you come from an aerial background, correct?
Absolutely. I was a gymnast. I started gymnastics when I was four. I started competing when I was six, and then I did the National Circuit School of Montreal as an aerialist, yeah.
Well, and so what has been the most complicated part about being able to do this when you add ice to the equation?
I would say, yeah, absolutely, for sure, the ice, but not only the ice, I mean, working with the skater. You know, we don't have the same vocabulary, we don't have the same background, and that was a challenge. That was super, I learned a lot. But that was a challenge, yeah.
Well, and I saw you as you were practicing and you were communicating with the skater. And so what are the kinds of things that you talk about that she has to translate into aerial language and you have to translate into skating language?
Right, but I feel my goal is when I perform, it's to make the audience feel that's the first time that we meet. Every time, every night. So that's what I really want to show to the audience. So that's my main recommendation and main goal for this act.
So the shoes you are wearing right now, these have crampons on them,
yes,
do they?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, crampons. So they were looking for a good shoes to be able to slide, but to run too. So that was a long process to find those kind of shoes who are now like perfect.
Well, and so you have to slide, you have to run, and you also have to stop, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The chance that I have is that Crystal, who I'm working with, is like super good on ice, so she helped me to stop. She taught me everything, how to stop, how to be able to run easily and stuff like that. So I was really grateful for that.
What was it about this show that made you want to kind of stretch your comfort zone and work on something as complicated as ice?
I would say, yeah, the challenge, and you know, it's the first creation on ice from Cirque du Soleil, so that was the second challenge. I was really excited to be part of this creation. We learned a lot, we tried a lot, we failed a lot, but that's a good show now.
You fail a lot. Do you fall still as you're practicing?
Well, when I'm skating, yeah. When I'm skating, I'm used to the air, but not ice yet. So yeah, when I'm skating.
Have you learned to actually skate with blades besides the crampons?
Yeah, absolutely. We had 2 hours every day during the creation. With like champion of the world, really like people were amazing. So yes, we had to learn to skate.
Can you talk about the process of, because I know in gymnastics there is choreography as well, but this is choreography with many, many other people involved and with ice involved. What is the process of working with a choreographer like on a show like this?
I would say like the creation was a 3 months creation. So we had like, let's say 1 month working on ice. I mean, like, knowing the ice, like learning how to do everything on ice. For the straps, let's say I had to, like you said, like to stop, to glide, to do everything. So that was a long process, but I mean, I learned a lot from the skaters, and skaters learned a lot of acrobatics from us. So that was just a big exchange. That was amazing.
Well, and you were talking about what you're working with Crystal, making it seem as though this is the first time you've met and the first time you've done mm-hmm. this. Do you feel, I mean, you're really an actor as well.
I mean, we have to work on it. We absolutely, because we have to. That's a love story, and it's really difficult to lie on in a love story. That's what I feel, and that's what I really want to transmit to the audience. Like we are really in love. Everything. That's why we are working on every aspect of the act, like the motion. How is she gonna stop me? How will I stop? It's like, I love to say like, it should be yes. It should be the first time that we met. And when I'm leaving, I will leave, and you will never see me again. That's something like it has to be a bit deep. Yeah.
There are moments where the only thing that is keeping Crystal in the air is her holding on to you. There has to be a lot of trust between people to be able to do
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. And we worked on it. We couldn't do it like the first time that we met for sure, but we worked on it and we built this trust.
Is there an adrenaline rush in doing what you do?
Every time, every night. Like really, people think that because we're used to it, there is no rush, and it's like there is no like yeah. We have every night before my act, I'm stressed. It's not like the first, like not like when I started circus, but I still have the stress because I want to do well, and because of course, like you said, like I'm holding her, so I have to be focused 100% every night.
Well, Jérôme, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much, and I can't wait to see it.
Merci beaucoup.
My name is Scott Smith, and I'm an ice skater in the show.
Can you talk a little bit about the role that you play within Crystal?
Sure, you won't recognize me too much in the first act, but I am out there doing lots of skating around and tricks and things. I'm just dressed very similar to other people. But at the beginning of the second act, it's my main act with three other skaters. We're businessmen, and we're kind of one-upping each other. And we call this number tap dance. We have microphones on our skates. You can hear every scrape, stop, scratch, edge that we're doing in the whole arena. So it's pretty cool.
Well, and your background is figure skating. So talk about the kinds of skills that this performance calls on that you are already comfortable with.
Okay, so yeah, I spin and do triple jumps just like I did when I was competing. So all of those are very comfortable for me. But some of the new tricks I've learned is backflip, and specifically for this show, I learned to backflip over a person.
Well, and so what was the learning process for that like? Because this is not something that everybody wants to do on land, let alone with narrow blades on their feet.
Right. So I learned the backflip a few years before I came to this show for some other shows, but specifically learning to do it for this show over a person, I started with just trying to go over the hockey line and then over a skate guard, over a sweatshirt, just kind of slowly making it bigger and bigger until I was comfortable doing it over a person.
And that process took about how long, would you say?
Just a few days.
It always seems like one of those things that when you're doing a backflip, there's so little margin for error. I mean, are you wearing a crash helmet when you first start?
Yeah, the very first couple of backflips I tried on the ice when I was first learning it, I was definitely all padded up just to, be safe, of course.
I know skaters, when they're learning jumps, sometimes are on a rig as well.
Right. Or I remember as a kid, especially learning new jumps, I'd put car wash sponges in my underwear, to protect my hips and joints and things.
Well, so what was it about Cirque du Soleil and this particular show that attracted you? Because this is, I would imagine, really kind of pushing the envelope for a skater.
Yeah, I've been a fan of Cirque du Soleil for a really long time. I've seen all the Cirque shows in Las Vegas and a couple of the touring shows. So I had just always been a fan. And so when I heard they were coming out with an ice-based show, I was very excited about it.
The show calls on a variety of disciplines. You have figure skaters, you have people who are comfortable with extreme skating, you've got acrobats who are just learning to skate. Is that complicated for someone whose background is in the kind of precise things that you have done for your whole life?
Definitely. Throughout the show, the acrobats actually most of the time are wearing crampons, not skates. So they're shoes that allow them to do their tumbling and things that they're very comfortable with on the ice. They also have gloves that have spikes on them so that they can be on their hands without their hands slipping out from under them. So it's pretty cool. Actually, when I first watched the show, I almost forgot who was wearing skates and who wasn't. At first, you kind of notice it. And then after a while, it's seamless and you kind of don't even think about it anymore.
How does the process of working with a choreographer on a show like this differ from working with a choreographer on, a short program or a free skate?
Well, this is all about creativity and entertainment. These days in competition, well, and always in competition, but especially these days, it's quite rigid with, you know, the technical elements that have to be put in. So it's quite boxed in for a choreographer in a competition setting. But here it's, you know, the sky's the limit, really.
Liberating, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
What has been the hardest part of this for you to either wrap your head around or wrap your skates around?
I think the touring schedule. I'd never done a touring show before. So being in a new city every week, just figuring out how to pack properly and get proper rest and, you know, kind of knowing when to push myself, knowing when I need rest. I think the whole schedule of all of it was tricky at first, but I've gotten the hang of it now.
Does one ice sheet like this feel like the next ice sheet, more or less?
Yeah, they all vary a little bit. That's why we come in here on the first day and kind of test it out for a good half hour, 45 minutes, just to kind of get the new feel of what this ice feels like today. And also, if there are issues with the ice, we're able to report it to the stage managers and get it worked on before the show happens.
Are the dimensions the same?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we try to, because of all the kind of dangerous acrobatic stuff that happens, the dimensions are very specific, yeah.
Well, this is the first time there has been ice in this arena. Is it holding up pretty well?
Yeah, feels great. That's exciting.
All right. Well, I'm not sure what the proper the term is, but probably don't break a leg, but break a leg.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Scott Smith is an American former competitive figure skater who is now part of the cast of Cirque du Soleil's Crystal. It's at the Fiserv Forum through Sunday night.
We also heard from Jérôme Sordillon, who is a French aerialist and gymnast and part of the show as well. You can see Sordillon in action from the rehearsal where we spoke to both of them at WUWN.com.